T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kind of put a bow on that cheating by the Astros, if true.
Yeah.
Spygate, you recall, in 2007 when the Patriots were accused of authorizing the staff to film the Jets' defensive signals from an on-field location. The punishment there was Bill Belichick was fined $500,000. The Patriots were fined $250,000 and stripped of their first-round selection of the 2008 draft.
That's pretty heavy toll, isn't
it? Well, what's the applicable punishment in Major League Baseball? Because a first-round draft pick, is that equitable? Is that the same in baseball versus the NFL? Not exactly, right?
Probably not. Yeah. No, it's not apples to apples, is it? You know, you can always hit him where it hurts, and that is obviously pocketbook.
How hard, though?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, 250 grand to the Patriots. That's not a lot of teeth, especially for non-Patriot fans.
Half a million is.
Half a million to Belichick, yeah.
Yeah, I think that. I mean, I think that hits.
The buck stops at his door, so he gets dinged pretty good. 869-1240. If you got thoughts on it, before we get to the Twitter question, Steve is with us. Hey, Steve.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Okay, what do you got?
Good, man.
Just got a interesting thought on the Astros cheating. You know, it's obviously an indictment on them as a team and an organization, and should never be tolerated, but. It's almost as much of an indictment on Major League Baseball for continuing to not, you know, get with the times on these technological advancements that we have. You know, in football, we've got, you know, a guy constantly on the earpiece of the quarterback, and very similar technology could relay, you know, pitch calls or whatever calls from catcher to pitcher in baseball just the same. But it's this continued, you know, avoidance of trying to, you know, move baseball along, and some of the purists out there, I happen to be one of them, who hate, you know, the fact that times are changing, and the fact of the matter is baseball just needs to change with the times.
Yeah, but to get back to your point, and Verlander brought this up too, earpieces and microphones, catchers basically got to whisper it, otherwise the hitter's going to hear it.
Yeah, and it wouldn't necessarily, I'm not thinking along the same lines as exactly what the NFL does. It might be more along the lines of the way poker players or card players cheat sometimes, where you're touching some sort of a thing on your wrist or on the inside of your leg that sends a pulse to the,
gotcha.
The pitcher.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a number of different ways. I don't claim to have the answers on that. I'm sure, you know, given some time to think it all the way through, you know, I or any of us could come up with a few different ideas.
Yeah, I gotcha.
There's probably ways to do that that I think could at least help that. But it's kind of like anything else. As soon as that advancement's made, someone will be working on a way to cheat that.
You're right. And thanks, Steve. But
yeah,
Major League Baseball and the commissioner's office should have sent out a memo a long time ago that if you are caught doing this, to Steve's point, you need to be forward-thinking. If you're caught relaying signs because of an illegal means, here's what's going to happen. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they did. Maybe they have. Maybe everybody knows about it, but they're just pushing the envelope or thinking they won't get caught. But if there was a plan in place, a hammer, if we catch you doing this, like the Astros have been alleged to do, here's what's going to happen to you. Here are the consequences, and they're going to be painful. But I have a feeling, unless somebody can, you know, point me to a different direction, that it's already been done and the Astros are just defiant about it, then shame on Major League Baseball, to Steve's point. Ken, you're next. What do you think?
boy, Shane, you just hit it on the spot. I'm not sure if they can come down or if MLB would come down on these teams because it may actually ruin the game. Not ruin the game, but it would, like, they're really struggling anyway right now. But I think it's cool. I'm sorry. I think that guy that came out was, like, took a stand, you know?
Yeah. Look, cheating in baseball, well, I'm not talking about scuffing the baseball or throwing a spitter, okay? This is going above and beyond all the means of you trying to figure out what the opponent's going to do to you. That's blatant cheating using video or Apple Watches or whatever else the Red Sox or the Yankees have been alleged to do, and now that Mike Fiers is saying the Astros have done. There's a line. There's a big time line, and it's easy. We chronicled it in the first segment. If the catcher is giving signs away or the pitcher is tipping pitches, that's different. That's 100% different to me. And if you get a competitive advantage because your opponent is being careless, then that's different than using technology to steal signs.
Sure. So,
I don't know. Ken was a little bit all over the place, and that the game's in bad shape, and I don't know exactly where he was going with that.
I don't think baseball's in bad shape at all. I think that there are natural questions of umpiring, especially with balls and strikes, time of games.
If that's
those
what
are
he
two,
meant, I, then yeah I mean, maybe you're onto something.
Yeah,
maybe
I
baseball's
mean, that,
in a bad way there, but
yeah, but the competitiveness of baseball. I love the game. The game is still great, and I know we're baseball guys, but even for people that are kind of semi baseball fans, they still love going to the games. They love, you know, having a couple of hours outside, a few hours outside, the whole pace of the game, the pastoral settings, et cetera. All of those things remain constant. Now, the evolution of the game and the way the game is played, officiated, pace of game, and things like that, I listen to all of that because I think that's real. Look, as much as I love baseball, I don't want to sit and do anything for 4 hours. Well, maybe there are things, but I don't know. I haven't experienced yet. Although, having said that, I mean, you know, a game that goes to the 16th inning and is 3-3 is interesting to me. It may not be interesting to others, but it's very interesting to me. But you get my point. Yeah. I mean, I think that the fundamentals of the game of baseball are as great as it's ever been. Now, there are some procedural things and stuff like that that they've got to continue to grow with. And this is not something that we need to be talking about a whole bunch. I mean, this isn't good stuff to talk about for the game. You know, electronic cheating and things. No, come on. Bridge too far.
Yeah.
Bridge
right.
too far.
We'll get to the Twitter question a little later on in the second hour. We've got to get to Brian Haney, though, next. Talk some KU sports.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.